Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 21st. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today, in 1985, President Ronald Reagan and General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev met in Geneva for a breakthrough summit that opened a new chapter of candid dialogue on nuclear arms and human concerns. Their willingness to engage in direct, respectful talks set a hopeful precedent for de-escalation and cooperation, shaping later agreements and easing global tensions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet. Conditions will remain clean with a swell shifting from west-southwest to southwest as the day goes on. Winds are offshore at 7 miles per hour now, but will shift to sideshore by late morning, adding some texture to the surface. Best time to ride is at 3 p.m., with a 1 foot outgoing low tide, when the west-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 6 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 6 feet, just after 8:30 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start fair on Saturday with waves at 2 feet, but choppy conditions develop later in the day as winds shift on shore. Expect a steady increase in swell on Sunday, with clean sets reaching 2 to 3 feet, providing the best surf of the period. Monday continues the trend with clean waves at 2 to 3 feet, maintaining favorable conditions throughout the day. This morning, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 52 degrees with 15-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy, with a high near 66, and an eastern breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 54, and a north-northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 70 and a north-northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday and Monday turn cooler with highs around 62 on Sunday and near 61 on Monday, with patchy fog at night and again on Monday morning before 10 a.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 'tis the season in Southern California, with chilly mornings, holiday mugs, and twinkling lights brightening the City of Angels. From November 21st through January 6th, Enchant Christmas, the world's largest Christmas lights maze, will be at Santa Anita Park. For Hallmark movie experience, visit Holiday Road in Calabasas from November 28th through December 27th. The Hollywood Christmas Parade, supporting Marine Toys for Tots, returns on Sunday, November 30th, grand marshaled by Luke Wilson. At Universal Studios Hollywood, enjoy festive attractions from November 29th to January 6th, with special events like Grinchmas. Now on to sports. Number 16 Southern California visits number 6 Oregon in a marquee matchup with college football playoff implications. Southern California must overcome its road challenges against Oregon to secure a playoff spot. The Trojans also need to win their season finale against rival UCLA. This crucial game influences everything for both teams. Trojans coach Lincoln Riley expressed confidence in his team. Oregon is under pressure too, as a loss could end their playoff hopes. Coach Dan Lanning acknowledged the excitement of high-stakes games. And over to pro football, Houston's dominant defense sacked Josh Allen 8 times, and Kalen Bullock forced 3 turnovers, with his second interception sealing the Texans' 23-19 win over the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football. Allen took consecutive sacks on the Bills' final possession, leading to a 4th-and-27. Davis Mills threw for 153 yards with 2 first-half touchdown passes to help the Texans improve to 6 wins and 5 losses. Cook rushed for 116 yards and a touchdown, marking his 3rd consecutive 1,000-yard season. The Texans regained the lead with an 8-yard touchdown pass just before halftime. In local sports, Baker Mayfield joined the Los Angeles Rams 3 years ago at an extremely low point for both him and the team. By the time he left just 5 games later, Mayfield had been revitalized both on and off the field. He credits Sean McVay and his staff for his success, stating, "It was pivotal in my career and in my journey." Mayfield is eager to show McVay what he learned when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit SoFi Stadium on Sunday night. The Rams faced injuries this week, losing 3 starters, presenting an opportunity for the Buccaneers to test their backups. Mayfield is averaging a career-high 7.3 yards per carry this season. In top news, flying without a real identification could cost you $18. And require a trip through a new screening process. The Transportation Security Administration announced a new biometric kiosk system for travelers without real identification, charging $18 for 10 days of airport security access. Facial recognition technology will verify identity, though security clearance is not guaranteed, and additional screening may still occur. Travelers could be subject to this new airport security screening program without a real identification or passport. It remains unclear when the new system and fee will be implemented. The Transportation Security Administration is working to ensure security and efficiency at checkpoints. In business news, real estate investors are increasingly turning to the invisible housing market to find deals. Among single-family real estate investors, 21% say they first look to off-market deal sources. In a recent survey, 44% of United States real estate investors plan to grow their portfolios in the near term. 2/3 of investors find the most frustrating part of buying is finding deals that cash flow. 63% would only accept a mortgage rate of 6% or lower on their next purchase. The investor landscape is expansion-minded, but more selective and operationally focused than in prior years. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% for the week to just under $86,000. Ethereum is down 12% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.98. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon's lawsuit against Perplexity has opened the door to the major conflict over AI browsers. This dispute highlights what is now being called the DoorDash problem. At its core, this issue concerns the impact of AI interfaces on service providers like DoorDash and their relationships with consumers. If users increasingly rely on AI agents to order products, traditional business models could be jeopardized. Amazon's legal action aims to stop Perplexity's AI-powered Comet browser from shopping on its website, which it claims violates the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. This confrontation signals a significant shift in the economic landscape driven by AI. And in entertainment news, Christopher Nolan revealed to Empire magazine that he shot over 2 million feet of film during the making of The Odyssey, which filmed for 91 days earlier this year. The movie is Nolan's adaptation of Homer's Greek epic and marks his follow-up project to Oppenheimer, which won him the Oscars for Best Picture and Director. Nolan noted, "As a filmmaker, you're looking for gaps in cinematic culture, things that haven't been done before." Matt Damon reunites with Nolan to headline The Odyssey in the lead role of Odysseus, alongside a stellar cast including Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, and Zendaya. The film is set for release on July 17, 2026, from Universal Pictures. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, George C. Marshall. And he said, "Peace is more than the absence of war. It is a positive force, a vital force, a constructive force." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.